Tech Engineering and Environment Services, item number 7.
From the Director of Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report regarding adopted capital project WP-191, Moody Pool Renovation. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
You know I'm very sad about this situation here. Supervisor Washington, just move ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to receive and place on file.
Anybody have any comments or questions? Supervisor Wilson.
Thank you. Just a question whether this was called for specifically, or what about this project came through committee with a report versus other projects? I've got all kinds of projects that haven't been moving that I never see any reports on it. I was just wondering, is that something that I, in the future, I just would ask chairman for?
I didn't ask for this project, but...
No, I know you don't support the project. I just wondered why this report came forward. I mean,
Mr. High, can you answer that question?
I've got projects that have been sitting for 3 years with money, and I've never seen a formal report updating the committee or the board on their progress or lack of progress.
Mr. Chair, supervisors, the issue here was one raised by the Office of the Comptroller. They reviewed the situation and indicated that the use of the project funds to finance the deductible amount, $75,000, that was appropriate. But they also said that if you're going to use $418,000 of insurance proceeds to pay for a part of an adopted project, that budget money ought to be then removed from that project from their perspective. What we said was until a more current detailed cost estimate, namely a bid and a bid price, that firms that all up, that rather than move it then, before that, when we have the costs available to us, at that point we can make that decision, as opposed to going through this back and forth with fund transfers.
Okay. I understand that. That's what the report is about, but it was a more basic question, not about this project, but about the type of report that we're getting on this project and getting it from the department. So, I mean, when I've got other projects on my house, it's no longer in my district, but for 4 years I worked to get money 3-4 different times. This board helped for Lindbergh Park, for a shelter, and refurbish get the wading pool back up and going. I think it's finally moving, but like I never saw a report come through Parks or Public Works on why that project wasn't moving.
So Mr. Chair, Supervisor, I believe it has to do with the uniqueness of using insurance proceeds to partially fund a project. The fact that it's money being added to a project essentially from the Office of the Comptroller, that was their perspective on it. I can't speak for them, but that's my assumption that they are.
But it's not an action item. So, I mean, this would just be done as a fund transfer into the project, and then at the end, presumably, there's going to be a surplus. But we're not certain, so we're not taking money out. That's what this says, right?
Molly Paul, Office of the Comptroller. Part of the reason, I guess the main reason we wanted the report to come down is that typically in this situation, we would have asked them to process a fund transfer immediately to recognize the insurance proceeds and take the bond money of $400,000 out of the project, maintaining the same expenditure authority. Because they don't have the final estimates are not in, there's a chance they may need the extra $400,000 towards the project, in which case then we come through with a fund transfer, recognizing the insurance proceeds and increasing the expenditure authority. Since we were going to hold off on doing either fund transfer, we at least wanted to notify the board that this issue was out there, and at some point fund transfer will be coming to resolve it either way. So that was kind of the compromise we reached with the department.
Okay. All right. I appreciate the explanation, Mr. Chairman. I'm not being critical about getting the information. I appreciate the information.
Yeah.
It's just been a pet peeve that I have not been able to get good information in the past on certain projects, and so this sort of stuck out. So thank you.
Yes, it do stick out.
Well, I think a policy decision has been made, and in this case, I actually agree with administration's position that we keep the money in the project. I was with Supervisor Bowen yesterday, and we had an opportunity to talk with Don Tyler, who explained what's going on at Moody Pool. We all know Moody Pool has been a difficult project, and I think Supervisor Bowen and those of us who have been interested in making sure that Moody Pool gets proper attention, which has been languishing out there for years, that we make sure we have enough money in there. It's possible that we have under-budgeted the improvements that are going to go in there. And what we're saying here is that while you use the insurance money to do the demolition, we're not going to move money out yet. That's a policy decision that was made by the administration. I happen to agree with it because I think we want to support the Moody Pool structure. I just want to recognize and thank Mr. High. He's one of our unsung heroes over this tragedy at the mothership of the courthouse. I know you spent a lot of time, so I just want to say thank you. I don't know if you're giving up vacation time or what, but I'm sure you've been putting in 7-hour days, 24 hours a day almost, so thank you for that.
Any other comments? Give Mr. High a pack on.
Did we get a receiving place on file?
Yes.
Yes, we have a receiving place on file. Mr. High, you know what I want.
Mr. Chair, I have those breaks for you.
Thank you very much.
I also would like to say that I have not spent nearly the amount of time that the facilities people, Gary Wozniak
and Don Tyler,
Juliash and Don Tyler, right, have at that site. Did spend some time there, and we'll be working with the insurance company and the firms that are working down there to restore it, to prepare a restoration plan and make it so that it'll last for quite some time to come.
Yeah, they do need to commend it. And I kept the upkeep at the edge when I owned this job and trying to collapse the facility back together. We have a motion to receive, place on file. Now, please call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, you call me Mayo, don't you?
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.